Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving deep into something that's near and dear to all our hearts. Happiness and fulfillment. Now, I know what you're thinking, Brandon. Isn't happiness just about buying a bigger house, scoring the perfect vacation, or finally getting that promotion? And while those things can bring temporary joy, true happiness runs much deeper. Think of it like this. Happiness is not a destination, it's a way of life. And guess what? The ancient Greeks had a pretty good idea about how to cultivate that way of life. They called it Stoicism, and trust me, it's more relevant today than ever before. You know those days when you feel overwhelmed by the chaos of the world, bombarded by negativity, or just plain stuck in a rut? Stoicism offers a powerful toolkit to navigate the storms and find peace amidst the madness. So, what are some key takeaways from this ancient wisdom that can actually make your life better today? First up, focus on what you can control. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, you can't control other people's opinions, and you definitely can't control that random cat video going viral even though we all secretly wish we could. But guess what you can control? Your own thoughts, your reactions, and your actions. Stoicism teaches us to channel our energy into things within our sphere of influence. Next up, practice gratitude. Now, I'm not saying you have to start a daily thank you journal, though that's awesome if it works for you. But take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a stranger. It sounds simple, right? But shifting your focus towards the positive can dramatically impact your overall mood and outlook. Another powerful Stoic principle. Embrace discomfort. Ever heard the saying, no pain, no gain? Well, the Stoics took that to heart. They understood that true growth comes from facing challenges head-on, stepping outside our comfort zones, and learning from setbacks. Think of it like this. Those moments when you feel uncomfortable, challenged, or even a little bit scared, those are actually opportunities for growth. Now, here's one I really resonate with. Live in accordance with nature. This doesn't mean going full on tree hugger, although that's awesome too. It's more about understanding our place in the world, accepting the natural order of things, and finding harmony within ourselves and our surroundings. And finally, cultivate inner peace. This is the ultimate goal, to find a sense of tranquility and contentment regardless of external circumstances. Stoicism offers practical techniques like mindfulness, meditation, and self-reflection to help us achieve this inner peace. Let's say you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing, you feel stressed, and you start imagining all the worst-case scenarios. A Stoic approach would be to acknowledge those feelings, but not let them control you. Take a deep breath. Focus on your surroundings, and maybe even use that time for some mindful listening or quiet reflection. You can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. So, remember these key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, embrace discomfort, live in accordance with nature, and cultivate inner peace. These principles aren't just ancient wisdom, they're practical tools that can empower you to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace, leading to a happier, more fulfilling existence. Ready to start incorporating these Stoic principles into your daily life? First up, take a moment right now to identify one thing you can control that's been stressing you out. Then, think of something you're grateful for in this very moment. Share your insights with me on social media, I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for that Stoic state of mind. It's a journey worth taking, one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.